I'm Nairi Pakai. You're listening to NITV Radio. Teacher, author, and media presenter with over two decades of classroom experience has spent her career advocating for truth-telling, self-determination, and reconciliation through her work in education. On NITV Radio, Shelley Ware joins us. Thanks for jumping in and talking to us today.
Thanks for having me, Nairi. It's great to be here today.
I gave a little bit of an intro there, but can you tell everyone who you are, where you're from?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Shelley Ware and I grew up in Adelaide. I'm a Yankunjara Wirangu Gugutha woman from South Australia, but I moved to Nam probably, I think it's been about 25 years where I'm raising my son Taj with my husband Stephen, and we're settled in and nicely living here, beautiful lands of the Kulin Nations, and loving life here. So really grateful to be raising my boy here with these elders and the elders from home still guiding him.
You've spent 10 plus years developing teacher resources, things like the Australian Wars series and the book The First Inventors, among a lot of other things in your discography. What is it about Aboriginal storytelling that is such a useful, impactful way of educating people?
Yeah, well, we're storytellers by nature, so it's a beautiful way to help our own children connect to their culture and their stories and their peoples. And it's a beautiful way for the wider community as well to connect to the beauty within our cultures and to the truth within our shared history. So storytelling is a really important, impactful way that it makes people feel comfortable when you sit and listen to a story. You know, when you were sitting around a campfire and you can hear those stories, it's that deep listening that happens. So when you're putting that into the classroom, the children are really listening to these stories and they're making real changes by, you know, the narrative within that holds to the goodness and all of the beauty. And it's a beautiful way to connect with children, and children love it. Children love to sit down and listen to a story, and First Nations stories always have a beautiful heart in them. You know, like they've always got something to teach us, which is beautiful.
So creating resources, you've done that through or with SBS Learn for NAIDOC Week for the past like 6 years. What are some of the resource focus areas for this year with SBS?
Yeah, so we align them every year with the theme, and the team at SBS Learn are just absolutely brilliant. We get together, we sort of talk about what the theme is, break it down, and then we align it with the curriculum so that we know that teachers are going to actually use it, because not only are we covering what happens in NAIDOC and the celebrations of NAIDOC Week, but we're also looking at some of the elements of the curriculum that they have to cover throughout the year as well. So we're bringing that in. It's sort of like, you know, two birds with one stone sort of thing. So really being able to have that connection still happening while celebrating NAIDOC Week.
I was literally just thinking about the curriculum. Does it go up to certain grades? Is it only focused on early learning or primary, high school?
Oh, no, we cover nearly all of them. We cover from the early years. We go from foundation right up to year 10. Year 11 and 12 is, you know, like year 12 is a bit different. They have a completely really strict sort of more aligned curriculum. So we cover all of the high school and the primary school, and it's a really full resource. I get stopped in the street all the time with teachers just randomly thanking me for this resource and saying how supported they feel by it. And, you know, sometimes if I go into schools, people will pull out the resources of all of the NAIDOC Week collection that they put in a binder. And it is such a rewarding project to be involved in, and we take a lot of pride in it.
The themes for NAIDOC Week changes every year. In the past, it's been Keep the Fire Burning, For Our Elders, Our Languages Matter. This year, the theme is Next Generation, Strength, Vision and Legacy. How have you taken that theme this year and brought it to your education resources?
Yeah, so this year for every year level, we've actually divided it up, and we divided it into the strength and the vision and the legacy, and we created resources underneath each of those parts of the theme, and we made sure that we could bring in as many amazing, you know, First Nations peoples and their stories and their lived experience under each of these themes while aligned with the curriculum to not only have teachers use these throughout NAIDOC, but people use them all year long because we take so much care to do that. We take the care to make sure that it is something that they can use throughout the year. And it helps them because a lot of teachers are very uncomfortable about making a mistake, which is one of our biggest problems that we have. We want them to delve into it because our children are waiting for them in many classrooms to create this culturally safe space. So these resources really make teachers feel really comfortable about taking the steps forward to do that.
So these resources, they're quite in depth, right? They're not just additional tasks or anything. It's like real embedded learning.
Very much so, real embedded learning, and they take months to write. It's a really big project. You know, when I handed in the final copy, it was like 25 pages long of just 11 fonts. Like, it is a serious document. And then SBS Learn team, they make it shine. Like, it is, the work that they do is beautiful, to make it engaging, to make it, you know, like every time it comes back to me, I'm just completely blown away by their skills.
It sounds like a very useful tool to go into a teacher's toolkit.
Yeah, it is very, very useful. Like I said, people have it on their desks all year round. They print off all of them. They're all still available to download on the website, and everyone downloads them. They bind them together, make another book and add them each year, because you can go back to the other themes. That's the beauty of it. Those themes are still part of the curriculum today. So you can look back. We don't put the same books in. I think we've only done that once, and it's different books every year. It's different little videos for people to watch. It's different stories from people, like all the activities that we come up with. They're all new, all different, and have been for the last 7 years.
And you said that you work on it as well as the SBS Learn team. Is it a very collaborative process for all of you to work on it this together?
Yes, this is a huge resource. This couldn't be done by one person. This is a real team effort, you know. So we get down, we sit down together, I create, you know, what I would love to see in it. And then, of course, we talk, we negotiate back and forth for a few months, we do a few things. But it is, we're a team. I don't see it as my resource. It completely is our resource. Like, we as SBS Learn team, and I've been working with these people for a really long time, and I treasure them in my life. They're a part of my life. And we create this because we want, you know, the children in Australia to be connecting to the beauty within our culture through the celebration of NAIDOC.
And for people who haven't ever used SBS Learn resources, what is that? What does that look like on the SBS website? Where can people find this?
So it's got its own, I guess it's page platform. No, I'm not that savvy. So the SBS Learn, you just type in www.sbslearn and it pops up. You'll notice that NAIDOC Resources comes up pretty up the top because it is one of the most downloaded resources on their platform. The amazing resources that are there to help teachers. If you're not on SBS Learn and looking at the education resources, get off from this radio interview and get out your phone and have a look, because there is so much there to help you get it right. And it's just vast, and it's wonderful, it's beautiful, written by First Nations peoples, in First Nations stories, lived experiences. It is a very special platform to be involved in. I feel very blessed.
So when it comes to SBS Learn, this is also, this NAIDOC content has to do with the SBS On Demand. What's the On Demand shelf?
Yeah, so this year we've gone another step further. And what we're doing is series that I've recommended throughout the resource and a couple of extras that we love as well that we've mentioned in other years. We've put them, and we're going to make a shelf that will appear on SBS On Demand. And I'm just doing a little video that says, this is why I chose this. This is like the First Inventors, one of my favourite series, because Rob Collins connects us to the absolute beauty within our cultures. And he travels around Australia sharing the stories of our peoples and what we've been doing for 65,000 plus years in this country. So it's my absolute favourite series. And I always tell teachers, if you haven't watched that series, you need to go and watch it, for one, your own self-education, but it is a gold mine for teachers. So we've got that on SBS Demand Shelf during NAIDOC to make people aware of what's available, and then linking them back to the resources. But they're for everyone, because let's face it, most people in this country were denied an education of the truth within our country, the true telling of our shared history. And a lot of people don't connect to the 65,000 plus years history of this country. So these are the kinds of movies and series that help you connect to that and see what we were doing, connect to it and be proud of it yourself.
You're incredibly passionate whilst you're talking about this. Is there any part of the resource that that is your favourite part of it?
I really love all of the activities, but one of the special things that is really a bit special is that we get amazing First Nations peoples from all different parts of this continent, and we ask them to give us a quote aligned with the resource. So they share what the theme means to them aligned with the year level that we give them. And they share their wisdom or wisdom that has been passed on to them or how they live their life or what, you know, their passions and joys around the celebration of NAIDOC. There's a beautiful photograph of them, and it's just another way for people to connect and see the array of different Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people that live in this beautiful country and find out who they are. It's a really special touch to the resources. That's one of my favourite things.
That sounds so special that it's not just developed by teachers, but you also have a little bit of that community voice in there.
Yes, it's gorgeous. So having a look at those photographs every year and these special people, you know, they're authors, they're people, you know, like we've got Shelley Cable this year who is leading the way for financial literacy. You know, it's just beautiful. And Sue Ann Hunter, who's one of the beautiful elders here in Victoria, and you know, she's a photograph with her and her daughter, and they're dancing together and passing on that knowledge through dance. So it's got a lot of special touches that way.
So for anyone who's listening who wants to get onto these resources or find them at their different spots on the website, where should they be looking?
So make sure they pop onto SBS Learn, and it will literally pop up in front of you. Or if you want to put in your search, SBS Learn NAIDOC resources, they'll pop up right in front of you. It's easy. And then you click into the link, and it has all of the resources that we've written together from the SBS Learn team, and you will see the new one will be out in early June.
Thanks for sharing with us today, Shelley. It was really lovely hearing from you.
That was wonderful. Thanks for having me and sharing these amazing resources. Thank you.
That was Shelley Ware. The NAIDOC learning resources can be found on SBS Learn. Movies and video are on SBS On Demand. You're listening to NITV Radio.